You know, sometimes the hardest part of letting something go is that we forget how much it's been taking from us. When you've carried something long enough, a habit, a behavior, a presence, you stop noticing the weight. You stop questioning its place. You even start to defend it. And smoking is just like that. It's not really you who wants to smoke. It's the habit that wants to stay alive, feeding off of your energy, your breath, your focus, your peace, like a parasite. Clever, quiet, attaching itself to your most vulnerable moments. But when you see it clearly, not as comfort, not as help, but as something that only takes, something powerful happens. Your system starts to rebel, naturally, effortlessly, like the body rejecting a toxin. This session is designed to help you do just that, to look at smoking, to look at the habit from a new angle and decide, not from willpower, but from instinct, that it simply doesn't belong anymore. And so now you can begin to settle, letting your body grow heavier and your breath slower. That's it. The mind softens, noticing sounds, but not needing to do anything with them. There's nothing to fix here. No struggle, just space. And the deeper you drift, the more easily you'll see what's really been going on beneath the surface. Imagine now, you step into a quiet chamber, like a meditation hall. An ancient temple deep inside your mind. That's it. And in the center of the room, you see a shape, something small, clinging, feeding. This is the habit. Not you, not your identity, just a shadow that's been living off of your light. Observe it. You see how it whispers false promises. I'll relax you. I'll focus you. I'll help you get through this. But you've heard it too many times. And now you see the cost. There's a story of a tall, beautiful tree that grew in the middle of a forest. Was strong, alive, rooted. But slowly, a vine began to creep up its side. At first, the vine was small, harmless, even beautiful. But as the years went by, the vine thickened. It wrapped tighter. It sapped water and nutrients, and the tree began to wither, until one day the tree noticed, and with every gust of wind it shook the vine loose, bit by bit, until it dropped away. The tree stood taller, stronger, clear again. Sometimes it's not about cutting things out. It's about reclaiming space that was always yours. And now, your subconscious begins to respond. Not with effort, not with fear, but with clarity. From now on, your body and mind will treat cigarettes like they treat anything that doesn't belong. With distance, with rejection, with disinterest. You'll still smoke for now, if you choose. But you'll notice something's changing. The flavor feels off. The ritual feels empty. The desire is weakening. Not because you're fighting it, but because it doesn't feel welcome anymore. And maybe, in the days ahead, you'll start noticing a shift. You reach for a cigarette and pause. Something feels off. You light it, and halfway through, you stub it out. Not out of duty, because it feels pointless. You begin skipping cigarettes, forgetting them, disliking them. Because now, the parasite is no longer hiding. You see it. And you're no longer interested in feeding it. That's it. And in a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5. And as I do, you'll return to waking awareness with a new kind of energy, a natural resistance, a rising clarity. 1, the chamber fades. 2, breath deepens. That's it. 3, body refreshed. 4, the rejection has begun. 5, eyes open and the parasite losing its grip. From now on, every time you reach for a cigarette, your unconscious mind will remember, this isn't me. This is something feeding on me, and I don't owe it anything. And with each passing day, you'll feel the ties loosen, the pull weaken, the rejection grow. Not because you're forcing it, but because your body, your breath, and your subconscious all agree it's time for the parasite to go.